Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
Does she sound like an elf?
Yeah, yes. She's like a hobbit. Like her and the guy from Passenger should totally duet together. That would be the most awesome song of all time. Oh, my God. That'd be great.
I'm serious.
I'm serious, too.
Okay.
Yeah. I would love to hear that song. Where do we submit that?
I don't know about that.
Is there a suggestion
that
box for Halsey?
Yeah, I don't know about that, but there's a little bit of...
Yeah, okay. Oh no. He used to meet me on the east side.
Her and this guy, maybe?
That's exactly the one.
Right.
He used to meet me on the east side, and you let her go. What happened next? Oh.
Oh, it feels like Christmas.
What happened next is that guy's a one-hit wonder. Are we ever going to hear from him? What's his name?
Passenger.
No, he had a
Passenger. It seemed like there was another one.
There was another one, but it was...
came out.
Yeah, something about YouTube. He was singing about YouTube.
Yeah.
That was weird.
Or Instagram or something. Like some online thing. Snapchat?
Yeah.
No?
Yeah, probably. How's that stock? All right, come on.
It's great. Snapchat is doing great.
Where is it at? I would love to know what Snapchat's
at. Did you look
right
it up
now.
This morning, Brie?
No, but...
I bet you anything Vinny did.
Marketplace, whatever, was reporting yesterday how great it was doing.
Oh,
it's bouncing, I'm sure.
It's 11:26.
All right.
Well, that's twice what it was a month or two ago.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Man, we should have bought.
I know. What were you thinking?
Don't.
Damn it.
You don't want to.
You can still do it.
5 days ago.
Not at 11
you know what?
Bucks, I'm not buying
I'll
it.
Tell you, the thing I read this morning about Snapchat is Facebook keeps stealing the Snapchat ideas.
Yep.
And they have... millions more people using their platform. So all their ideas end up being taken as they're the inventor.
Mm-hmm.
Because Snap, no one's on Snap. Or
the kids are the only ones. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah, my kids are still totally using Snap.
But all the grown-ups are like, God, look at this great idea.
Oh, this is great.
Facebook's genius. Yeah, genius at stealing crap.
But the kids are also boycotting Facebook, though.
That's true.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
So...
I will tell you right now, I bet you Zuck has a team of like 25 people just dedicated to watching Snapchat 24 hours a day.
And seeing taking,
what they,
right.
Taking within 24 hours.
You know what? I'm going to start with my Zuckerberg story.
Oh.
All right. Since
oh, wait. Do the contest.
I will. I'm just pulling out my Zuck story.
Okay, Celebrity Trash is brought to you by Carlson Subaru in Redwood City, home to real deals for over 30 years in the April sales event on now. That's Carlson Subaru and CarlsonSubaru.com. Notes and Words. This is a one-night-only evening this Saturday night at the Fox Theater in Oakland. It's live music and storytelling benefiting UCSF Benioff Children's Hospital in Oakland. Ryan Tedder, the guy from One Republic. He is going to be headlining with a one-of-a-kind acoustic set. So you're gonna, it's sort of a mixed bag that night.
Yeah.
It's kind of a cool show to go to. And if you'd like to go to it, be caller number 9 right now. 800-400-3697. We'll give those tickets to caller number 9. More info at notesandwords.org.
.org.
So I was reading this morning. You know, the more I read into this story, though, it seems like basically what they're going to be doing is taking interviews with Zuck and statements that he's made publicly and repackaging them as a podcast. I guess this was part of his New Year's resolution. He was like, I want to do a podcast. I don't know. I don't follow him on Facebook, or maybe I have to follow him on Facebook.
I think I am on Facebook with him, but I don't believe I follow him.
In January, he published a blog post announcing that his New Year's resolution would be to, I don't know, be a better person, I guess, overall. But after a full year of scandals, he wanted to publicly tackle big questions about technology's place in society, showing that he was capable of handling the power of the world's biggest social network in a thoughtful and humane way. So this podcast. I guess yesterday, the Facebook Twitter account posted a link to a podcast called Tech and Society with Mark Zuckerberg. And then in the episode, he spoke with some CEO, Axel Springer, CEO Matthias Dopfner, about the impact of social media on journalism. But this was a conversation that took place April 1st and was posted on his Facebook page, and now it's sort of repurposed as
a
podcast.
Nothing should be done on April 1st. You just got to boycott that day because anything is suspect that you did. Like, so this is real, though, not some joke.
This is real. Okay. Yeah, so they just took this conversation and repackaged it and uploaded it as a podcast. So Facebook announced a new podcast alert. This year, Mark Zuckerberg is hosting discussions on the future of tech and society. Listen along. It's only right now on Spotify. So I don't know how often they're going to update it. I don't know how widely it'll be available. Because these people from this particular thing here, it looks like TheVerge.com, they tried to find it on SoundCloud. They tried to find it on the iOS podcast app. And no, only on Spotify right now. So there's another episode of the podcast that includes a February talk between Zuckerberg and Harvard Law professor Jonathan Zittrain, who has done a bunch of research on technology policy and how to regulate companies like Facebook. So if you, I guess if you have Spotify, you can subscribe to it right now. I don't know if it'll be wider,
sounds
more
so
widely.
Boring,
I know,
it
was really
thinking
does.
That, but then I didn't want to say that out loud because I might sound stupid. But I'm like, wow, that's
don't worry
so
about that.
No.
You're allowed to think something's boring without it doesn't matter. I mean, that's your deal. Everybody's got their interests. I'm not interested in that at all.
Someone's interested in it, I guess.
Like a ploy for Facebook to team up with Spotify.
It's like money to be made off of this, right?
Some sort of business plan behind this,
maybe,
right?
Probably.
Yeah, totally,
look,
Brent.
Exclusively, only on Spotify.
I have heard knows how to make money. That Spotify is trying to grow. Like, they've got a plan, and they're hoping to get a lot bigger.
Well, they're set up for the... I mean, the kids love Spotify. Like, I really didn't know much about Spotify.
Well, Sean Parker is still the president of Spotify. Did you already mention this part?
I didn't.
And
I really don't know much about it, except that I, you know, my kids all have it. And my son was like, I really need this because it has this social aspect to it.
So,
all his friends are on there.
Yeah, so Sean is still friends with Zuck, and if there's anyone who could broker that deal, it's Sean Parker.
Oh, well, that's great. He should do a sit-down podcast with Sean Parker in his new podcast series. Anyway, that's what Zuck's up to these days. This is technically a spoiler for Avengers Endgame.
All right, but, here we go.
But it's not really much of one, and I think it's actually worth it because after you sit through 3 hours of the movie, I will tell you yes or no, should you sit through the credits?
That's not a spoiler.
Okay,
I wouldn't call it a spoiler.
We were going to mention that during the movie review, but go ahead.
We'll mention
it again.
Oh, great. This will save you from sitting through the credits. You don't have to. There's nothing in the middle. There's nothing at the end. It's over. When it's over, it's actually over. And I would assume the credits are probably 15 minutes long. So
they are. And when we were there, the critics didn't believe the Disney.
They sat through it. I don't know why everybody sat through it.
I mean, we left, but everyone else was still sitting.
The people who did sit through it were, I guess, rewarded with something to think about, apparently. So this is, there's no scenes, let me put it that way, but there's something at the very end of the credits. It's the sound of metal clanking when the final Marvel logo appears. Nobody knows what it means or if it means anything, but people are wildly speculating because they spent 15 minutes sitting there waiting for nothing.
The metal clanking?
Metal clanking. So some people are saying that it could be the sound of Tony Stark making his first Iron Man suit. Which would bring us full circle. Is Iron Man the first in this entire series?
Yes, he is. I mean, for this modern series, yes, absolutely. I mean, he's technically not, but to bring us to this point, Avengers, he is. That is very interesting.
Is it really?
My God.
Why is that interesting?
Why is that interesting?
Well, we can't say anything. We can't say anything. Now I'm thinking about something.
Yeah, right.
Oh, boy. That just threw a big curve in
really?
My whole life right now. My whole life, there's a big curveball.
My whole life.
Well, why?
There's a big curveball.
Well, All right, just, you know, it could really be nothing, though, and just meant to give us hours of
if that's what it means, damn.
What, you mean if it means that there's going to start the whole GD thing over again? And the next movie out of the Marvel universe, the Avengers universe, will be a new Iron
Man?
We
just can't say anything right now about that because people are going to see it this weekend. And just that soundbite you gave us is too much. You've already given us.
I feel like you're overthinking.
No,
it's just some clanging metal.
Yeah, it's somebody dropped a penny or something.
You want the truth?
You can't handle the truth. When to pee during Endgame?
Oh, this is good. Here we go. I know when.
Oh. Well, I'll tell you the moments that they have here. So there's a this is spoiler free. They're talking about really the most minor of scenes, but if you don't want to know anything about Avengers Endgame, maybe this isn't the bit for you. And I will say that maybe we should post this.
Yeah, post
okay.
it
at the Facebook. This is from IGN. Whatever the hell IGN. What's IGN?
It's like a gaming site.
Oh,
I read them every once in a while.
So 3 hours, 1 minute long.
Video game news, expert reviews.
Okay. The first chance to go is about 55 minutes in. I can tell you the setting.
Yeah, share it.
Should I?
Let me just hear it a
little bit. IGN's based in San Francisco, in the Soma District.
What did you say?
It's in the Soma District.
This is this particular IGN. Setting. Oh, that's where IGN mm-hmm. is from. All right. So IGN has given us this when to pee during Endgame. 4 moments to use the bathroom. About 55 minutes in, it's set in Japan at that point.
No, don't pee during that part. That's bad advice right there. I know exactly what's about to happen. Don't pee when you're in Japan. Do
not. It's an action-packed
scene. No one pee in Japan.
No, they're saying it doesn't reveal anything, doesn't further the plot in any way.
It does.
Even though it's, you know,
it's a great action scene.
But it's, okay.
Everything matters.
Yeah, that part matters.
Well, you only have to wait 8 minutes more for the next chance. About an hour and 3 minutes in, Avengers HQ. Basically, if you're sick and tired about hearing what the Infinity Stones are, you can go ahead and go at that point. They say the scene's mostly comedic, isn't really telling you anything you don't know.
I don't know about that. I disagree.
Only 7 minutes later, 1 hour and 10 minutes in, a couple of the guys go, the setting would be a spoiler.
What's the setting?
It just says spoiler. It
okay,
says literally the setting is a spoiler. But two characters, Thor and Rocket, go somewhere together. But there's a couple of minutes of inconsequential banter at that point. So they say it's a good time to.
I disagree with that.
Pee.
That right. might be okay if you can make a fast break to the bathroom.
Yeah,
and back.
But they do introduce something consequential.
It is a longer scene, so if you can make it in time before the scene ends, then. Sure.
Right, Thor and Rocket make a cute couple.
They do.
They do. Yeah.
I love the way he calls him Rabbit.
Yeah.
So cute.
All the Asgardians call him Rabbit, too.
Yeah, it's like, scene. It's very, very
adorable.
Cute. Yeah.
And then your last chance to pee.
Here we go.
Is 1 hour and 40 minutes in. The setting is New Jersey. You'll see a car drive by and a cut to a new scene. That's when you get up and run for it.
I don't remember.
If you're almost 2 hours in and you're like, oh my God, I really have to pee, and there's at least another hour left.
All right, listen, I'm going to tell you guys the moment to pee.
Okay.
This is it. There's one time in the film where you can pee.
And how far in is it?
I'd say it's about 45 minutes in.
Okay.
It's too soon.
It is too soon.
I know it's too soon, but this is the only time. When they introduce Thor for the first time 5 years in the future. All right?
I disagree.
That's it. Dumb
that's
scene.
A, that's
dumb.
A, no.
Don't disagree.
I disagree.
Please don't disagree.
Charming scene. It's fun.
It's dumb, but it doesn't further the plot.
But it's only 45 minutes in, so no one has to pee by then. Hour and 40 minutes in Jersey, car drives by, they cut to another scene, that's when you run for it.
I don't know what that is.
Doesn't matter. That's when you go. Yeah. They're saying it's inconsequential what happens after that. But be quick. Avengers Endgame has made $107.2 million so far in China.
Wow.
It opened there Wednesday, but it's already Friday morning. Friday early morning. Can you find out what
9:21 p.m.
9:21 p.m. tonight.
It is, yes,
okay.
Correct. A Thursday.
Boy, they're almost a Friday over there in China. It is on its way to becoming the biggest Hollywood release in China ever. It has already shattered pre-sale records in the U.S., and it's poised to break the opening weekend box office record when it debuts. It's China's biggest opening day ever, this $107 million. And they are projecting a gross of, I don't know how they can, this actually seems low, $521 million during its entire Chinese run. But for it to have already made $107 million seems like, well, like maybe what? Everybody, that seems low to me. Oh. If in one and a half days it made $107 million.
Really? That seems low?
Well, 521 for its total take. Mm-hmm. And, and in the first day and a half, it makes a fifth of that. It seems low. But what do I know? I'm not in charge of doing the movie stuff. They are saying it's expected to break Infinity War's U.S. opening weekend record. That grossed $258 million in its weekend debut. Endgame is supposed to... They're saying it could reach $300 million, but they're thinking it'll be at least $280 million. But we'll find out Monday. We'll get all those numbers and find out how it did.
My son bought tickets to Endgame, I think, about a month and a half ago.
Oh, my God.
For a midnight screening on Friday.
Oh.
Yeah, him and his girlfriend and his friends all down there, you know, college kids.
He's got a lady, huh?
Yes, he sure does.
How do you like her?
I like her a lot. She's really nice.
All right.
And she seems like a really smart and responsible young lady.
Okay.
It's a trip.
Responsible. What do you mean by that? She's not going to get pregnant?
No. Well, let's hope not. Jump to that.
Listen, that's what responsibility means when you're a teenager.
You know, he's
knowing
got some,
that you got pregnant at 16.
He's got some
15,
brain tendencies.
Had the baby at 16.
not like the pregnancy part, but the craziness of like trying to have fun.
Yeah, and kind still of, so I see get her, an education.
I see her saying, hey, shut up and calm down kind of thing. So
we need to cram for this exam.
I like that about her.
I have a couple questions.
Oh.
About her?
Yeah.
Okay.
Is she Vietnamese?
She's Chinese.
Oh, is that okay?
Of course.
I don't know.
Anita's Chinese.
Why would I be not okay?
No, I don't
care what race she is or ethnicity she
is. Okay, all right.
Doesn't
matter.
Is she a good person? She is. Is she responsible? It would appear. Maybe exactly. She's putting on a good face for you, though.
Well, of
maybe
course.
She's just as crazy as
yeah,
him.
Yeah, she might just be a who knows.
And then she's like, let's go take it.
At the very least, though, I expect you to try to shape up in front of me. That's
sure.
The least you can do. Is
right.
You know.
Put on a good face for the parents.
How
right.
long have they been together?
Oh, man, I don't know. It was kind of an on and off thing, I think, in the beginning.
Oh.
Yeah, there was a little crush, and then not dating for a long time. He had somebody else for a minute.
Oh.
It's a whole thing, man.
Like the kid's you. Like, that's like you.
That is like damn, you. It's like you and Anita.
He's yeah. gone through a whole thing, and he turned 19 yesterday.
Oh, wow.
Happy birthday. Insane.
The kid's running Pasadena. Is that where he is?
No. Long Beach?
It's, where is it? Where is it?
Where's that college?
San
Pomona.
Luis?
Pomona!
Pomona! Pasadena.
Yeah. Man, I lock on to that first letter, and then from there, it's just a guess.
Yeah, it's a trip, man.
Paso Robles.
Really doing some stuff down there.
Has,
Tom's flying.
Are we left? What's her name, or what do we call her?
Her name's April.
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 I feel like I said too much already.
Has April met your parents yet?
Yes, she's met everybody, yeah.
Wow, that's serious. Where's mm-hmm. she from?
She's from here.
Oh.
They went to high school together.
Oh.
Oh, they've known each other for quite some time.
For quite some time.
And now they're both in Pomona together.
You know, it's a trip is his the other girl before her mm-hmm. was like so jealous about April, like mm-hmm. didn't want them to hang out because she felt threatened and all this.
Well, she was right.
She was right. She was
intuition.
Spot on.
Yep.
No, she stopped talking.
Yep.
Or not.
She knew exactly what was going on.
She saw Bay Area people here too, you know.
So. Right.
He's doing well, and he actually, Avengers, he bought tickets a month and a half ago.
Boy, that's how this good started, huh?
I'd like you to answer this next question honestly, Bryn.
All right,
ready?
I'll let you know if I can.
Who's hotter, April or the other
girl? Oh, my God.
Here we go. Come on, honest, be honest.
I think Avengers will kill the box office. I think they're going to make at least $300 million.
April or the other
girl? By Monday.
April.
Thanks so much.
Other girl.
April's really pretty. Thanks, guys.
Okay. By the way, mm-hmm. if you want it, Avengers Endgame is already completely on the internet and
spoiled.
Oh, no.
So be very careful if you're going to see it. You know, we're trying not to do any spoilers, and of course, Hooman will be.
I don't think you have to be that careful though, because you know what? None of this stuff is easily accessed. Bless you.
I agree.
I can never find anything.
I know.
Well, I mean, I hear all this hacking stuff. I'm like, I'd love to hack some stuff. can never find out.
Can't
how.
Find the hack button. Well, anyway,
I don't know how to find these things.
For the people who
things.
Can, it is apparently all out there. The whole movie. I'm sure they're thrilled over at Marvel.
Now, when they say that, do they mean that someone snuck into and got it on their phone, or did they hack it and steal it, and it's legit?
I truly
version.
Have no idea.
Right.
I mean, my guess is that probably because it has opened elsewhere. Only China, or does that mean other countries have had it too? Either way, enough people have seen it now that you're right. It could very well be someone sneaking video in a movie theater, which is always the best way to see stuff, as I'm sure you're well aware. All right, Vinny, what's coming up?
It's an important day for a lot of reasons, so I'll tell you those, plus the Sunnyvale driver, the Powerball winner, Marshawn makes the news, and more after these.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny. Alice's morning show. It's 6:36 and it's almost Friday. Thanks, Morgan. The sun is up. Just looked out the window. Phew. There it is. Glowing by. No, thank God. Yeah. It's another day. Yeah. You never know, right?
We'll live another day.
Right. Fight through it, guys. It's actually supposed to be a little cooler today, which is a relief. It's nice. My tomatoes are out there wilting in the sun.
Dude, it was hot yesterday.
Yeah.
We tried to get our air conditioning going and realized one of them's the one that's upstairs.
Uh-huh.
There's two units.
Oh,
one's upstairs.
No.
One. The upstairs one was broken.
Of course it is. Of
and there I am in
need.
The rafters trying to figure out. And all I know how to do is bang on stuff. So I'm like...
Did you get it going?
No.
Oh.
Of course not. Banging on stuff never fixes anything.
Well, where's the actual
it
unit?
Does.
The outside.
Yeah.
But anyway.
Well, that's where the compressor is, right?
There's... It, we couldn't get it going.
Oh,
I tried.
You got to get a guy. You got to call Jan.
No, I got someone. I got a guy.
Yeah.
I sent
call
it
Jan.
Jan. Jan would be able to do it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, though, it's as soon as the hot days start happening, the AC places, you know, people who do heating and cooling are just so
I wrote
warm.
My dude, his name's Mike, I wrote him and said, because he did a heater thing for me one time, and I wrote him and said, I know you're probably busy. If you can't do it, just, you know, say, I'll find somebody else. But, you know, this thing's not working. It's hotter than a huckabuck here.
Is he coming over?
I didn't hear back yet.
Oh, darn it. He's like, that's one of 5,000 emails in my...
Well, I'm sure. Yeah, it probably isn't going to work out. No. But, you know, well, one of the things is the baby.
Right. Listen, I'm telling you, that thing that Yuzette has sounds great. So what
it
do you do?
Great.
Turn it on right before you go up to bed and let it cool your room down? And
yeah.
That's amazing.
Pretty much.
I'm going to get
and,
one of those.
People keep asking me the name of it, and it's this... And I wrote on my Facebook page, so if you want to find out what it is... It's not like a brand name. It's SBT.
Is it AC though? Is it?
No,
just... it's basically a swamp cooler. You know, we put it. It cools, and then you want it even cooler. You load it up with ice down below in a tray, and it's amazing.
Because I have one too. I was using it yesterday.
Uh-huh.
My friend was giving me crap about it because he's in Arizona.
Oh,
you're such a bitch.
Yes, but, I am.
Yes,
yeah.
I freely admit it. Now get me, I am a bitch. Make me colder.
71 over here in Melbourne. I'm dying.
I know. It got up to 74 in the house. I was freaking out. Anywho, that's enough of that.
The Radio Alice Report.
What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by Tahoe Blue Vodka.
Oh, Tahoe
it's
Blue.
Yummy. You want something to cool you down? Tahoe Blue Vodka will.
Okay. Keep it in the freezer.
All the time, every day.
Mm. Well, not all
not
the time.
Not all the time.
Drink responsibly.
After work. Pleasure.
Oh, right.
Yes.
Sorry, that's why I don't read the tag. My bad.
That's why you don't drink.
Right.
That's good.
Here's what's happening. I'll begin with the front page of the Mercury News. Driver charged in Sunnyvale crash.
Mm. Mm-mm.
The guy is a government defense auditor who served as an army gunner in Iraq War, drove into a crowd of pedestrians in a busy Sunnyvale intersection Tuesday, and they're saying it was intentional. He injured 8 people, including 3 kids. Eyewitnesses to the crash say the man stumbled out of his car ranting, "I love you, Jesus." Law enforcement officers identified the driver. He was not injured. Dude's 34. Name's Isaiah, if that means anything to you. A resident of Sunnyvale. They don't know what to call this, but there are no skid marks. So it's hard to call it terrorism, and yet,
well,
what else?
One statement, though.
I love Jesus.
Mm-hmm. That's probably why. Well, I'm thinking that statement, Jesus, is why FBI got involved.
Right.
And the fact that he was in the military.
Right.
The car crashed into a tree after 8 people were struck by it. So that's what stopped him. But they say there was no indication the vehicle ever tried to brake. So this isn't one of those he had a seizure and was on the gas pedal and didn't even know what was happening. He was doing this. So
they say he has PTSD.
Correct.
He did not express any remorse from what we can tell.
And I want to say it was on the CBS News this morning. They were saying his brother said he's off his meds or some family, but that he's suffered from this. Not that that's any excuse, obviously.
Well, yeah, and it's his behavior has been wonky in the last week or two. Mm-hmm.
There are no excuses, but there are sometimes reasons, you know?
Right.
Anyway, that's what I've got there. So that there's that. The Warriors lost last night, so head back to L.A. On Friday to hopefully close out this first round series. Also, real quick, because it's I know Endgame is the biggest entertainment story of the day.
Yes.
Second to that is the NFL draft starts today.
Yeah. Yes.
I know Sarah's Johns.
My Johns.
Will be.
I have a John and one to spare.
Watching. It's a big deal for a lot of people.
It is, yeah.
It's super weird and creepy to listen to grown men do commentary about young men and treat them like carcasses.
Yes.
Oh.
What can they do to help my
this
team?
This guy can squat a house. You can't believe the body on this guy. And his chest. The pecs.
The sheer athleticism. Oh.
It's unbelievable.
And when he runs. Tight buns.
I'm not kidding.
No, I'm not either.
You listen to him and you go, do you hear yourself?
Yeah, you're ranking dudes.
Anyway, the draft begins today from what I was able to find on television at 5:15 p.m.
Yeah, I don't know anything about
it. So there'll be some run up and then each team goes on the clock for 10 minutes. Mm-hmm. Go 49ers. If there's anyone to root for there, I'd like to see our team do well.
Let's get some good people, right.
And lastly, while I'm on that, Marshawn Lynch has retired from the NFL again. So, local hero, everyone loves him.
Yeah.
And it looks like he's done. So, we'll see. He has retired before. That's how he became a Raider.
How old is he?
Old
enough that it's probably time.
I want to say he's in his 30s, but let me check.
33.
Oh, that does seem not super aged for the NFL, but that's.
Well,
you know,
for a running back, that's a lot. Of wear and tear.
Comes down to how bad do you want to walk later?
And if you're beast mode,
right?
You've taken some hits. A guy in Wisconsin stepped forward and accepted the $768 million Wisconsin Powerball.
Oh, God. Good for you, buddy.
I do this story.
How old did you say he is?
Let me see. A 24-year-old Wisconsin man stepped forward Tuesday. Don't say that he's.
It's great. He's a millennial.
That a young man won it, young. I mean, I'd love a
someone
young
who's
woman, but
old
someone
enough.
Who's young enough to be able to say, "My whole life's in front of me, and this is life changing."
Oh,
but
right.
Hopefully he can old enough to appreciate what's going on and to take care of business.
Right, and to put most of that away for himself and his
family.
Don't
you want him to, like...
Oh, look at that guy. He's adorable.
Start a family. They all get to eat the best food. they live in a wonderful house.
Yep.
They travel.
Jesus. Is that the full amount, like, after the...
No, I'm going to tell you all right now. So this guy, the 24-year-old from Wisconsin, on Tuesday claimed the $768 million Powerball prize, the nation's third largest lottery jackpot. He says, I felt lucky the day he bought his tickets and had been worried people would want to steal his ticket. Isn't that the one? I'm glad to hear someone say it, because you don't hear enough from these people about what they've been doing in between seeing the numbers and actually stepping forward. Manuel Franco said he was sorting through $10 worth of Quick Pick tickets after the March 27th drawing and thought he had checked all his tickets. Then he saw one last ticket stuck to another one.
Oh, my God.
And he recounted to reporters the feeling as he matched the first two numbers. Then he glanced at the Powerball in that match, too. I was going insane, Franco says.
Wow. Oh,
I looked back at the three other numbers and they all matched. My heart started racing. My blood started pumping. I felt warm. I started screaming.
How could you help yourself?
I know.
I would lose my flipping mind. I'd probably just go insane and never be able to claim the money. I'd jump out of it. I was like, oh my God, this is so great. I'm going to jump off the building.
Well, after seeing you win only part of a lottery and watching you bang your head into the wall, I do think someone might.
I banged my head into the wall when Neil Schoenschein came in. I just banged on the wall with my fist when I thought we had each won $50,000.
Oh, I'm sorry. You're right.
Well, for a full 2 minutes, we got five out of the six numbers. I think we got the Powerball and not one of the other ones.
Right.
And for a full 2 minutes, we thought we'd won $300,000. And then all of a sudden, Icky goes, oh, hold on.
Ooh,
you like, suck,
don't
Icky.
Talk! Stop! Don't talk!
It was $13,000 that we split.
Which we're very grateful for.
No, I'm not that grateful.
Well, thanks for paying our taxes, Sarah.
You're welcome.
The winner declined to reveal much about himself at the news conference, smiling and deflecting questions such as what he did for a living. But then he did say, I don't do anything for a living anymore.
Mm-mm.
He quit work the second day after winning, saying he just couldn't keep going there.
Mm-hmm. Oh, so long before he'd cashed in the thing, he was simplifying his life.
He tried to go to work the day after winning, spent the day there, the next day said...
Did you say what he did for a living?
He didn't say. He did not say. The $768 million prize refers to an annuity option paid over 29 years. The winner can also choose $477 million cash option, which is the route he picked.
Mm.
The state will keep $36.4 million in taxes. The federal government keeps $114.6 million in taxes. He walks away with $326 million.
Dang.
This young man says...
After taxes,
that government,
$300 million clear. That is amazing, though.
This young man says his financial goal before winning the jackpot was getting his bank account to the $1,000 mark.
Oh, my God.
That was his goal.
This is huge.
Was to save $1,000.
Well, way to exceed your goals. That's wonderful. Good for you.
He said he hoped to make some charitable contributions, but was prepared for people to come around asking for money. Mm. He says, I'm ready. I know how to say no. I'm just going to take off somewhere and honestly just take my time with it, think it over, talk to my family, and make sure I spent it the right way.
Yeah.
Congratulations, young man. You're 24 and you're a 326 millionaire.
You got to keep most of that away from yourself, young man. Yeah, he did.
Yep.
He felt very lucky.
Don't I need the fastest car of all time?
Go ahead, get it.
Yeah, he should.
He should. Be careful, though, in it, because...
Because what?
You just had maybe your entire life's worth of luck rolled up in one ticket. Take it easy out there.
He's going to be fine.
All right.
I like him for a good long run at this life and with that money.
Well, he'll certainly be able to afford the best in healthcare.
Mm-hmm.
I would like to add, and they don't say whether he's married or single, mm-hmm. but I would like to add prenup. Is
we
in
want
your future.
Prenup. We want prenup. Yeah.
Because you are a target. You're a target.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And you can't go to any local Benihana bar and Benihana not be bar. Asking for it. Mm. When you say, drinks for everyone. Yeah. Yeah.
Hey, big spender.
Yeah. Hey, what's up?
You're never going to know if she really loves you.
I know.
He'll probably end up with his high school sweetheart.
I hope you're right.
Well, those are the only people you can really trust.
Yeah.
And so, even they're gold diggers.
Speaking of dating.
I was doing some math. So Ferrari's like $300,000, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And he won. I just put $400 million is what he won.
Mm-hmm.
He can buy 1,300 Ferraris and be okay still.
He'd still be fine.
He'd still have like, you know, some chump change left
oh,
over.
Oh, that's great.
Which, meaning like a few hundred grand left over.
Don't you know?
Great. Good for him.
Can't you see it being at the Ferrari dealer and you've got all this newfound money and you're like, red or black?
Both.
Both.
Why decide? Those are the colors. Those are the Vegas colors. I swear to God, the last thing I would think about is buying a car. It's the last thing.
Well, right.
Yeah.
Would you run right to a dealership and get a car?
I would go.
What would you do? Tell us.
I would love a Ferrari, but I feel like a Porsche is more me. Like
okay.
I could actually drive a Porsche around and not feel like
so conspicuous.
Hey everyone, my hand is up. You know what I mean?
Right.
A Porsche, you can kind of drive around in the thing, and not everybody's gonna be like. Mm-hmm.
Well, I'm gonna have to get a house with a garage first, I guess.
When I think about you, absolutely. Vin, I think Aston Martin all the way.
Oh, is
that Aston
right?
Martin, really?
Well, I wouldn't mind a test drive. You know, now that I'm a 400 millionaire.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I was thinking they have that luxury car dealership by your house.
Oh yeah, with all the classic cars.
Oh God, I could
oh, heck, walk right over.
Go
five
right
of
there.
Them.
Canapa. Yep.
Shame.
Ding, ding.
I love that's my favorite part about buying lottery tickets. It's so you know you're not gonna win, and it's just so fun sitting around with like the friends you bought them with or your husband or
just
talk about like, well, what's the first thing we do? Mm-hmm. What if we won this amount? Then what would we do? What we do for our families? What we do for our friends?
Yeah.
And then the letdown.
I know. Yeah. It's fine. It was fun talking about it.
Well,
I want it
woo!
All. Come on, Hooman.
Woo!
I want it all. Want it now.
Our text number is 800-400-3697. 510 says, oh my God, my son is 20 and is going to school in Pomona too.
Oh.
Maybe they know each other.
Oh, maybe.
Love you guys.
It's a small world.
It is a small world.
What's his name?
Derek?
They don't say.
My son's name is Derek too.
Weird.
I hate that you guys are talking about the Avengers movie. For the first time in a long time, I had to turn you guys off.
Sure.
You just spoil way too much. This sucks. This is killing me because I want to listen, but I don't want to hear the spoilers. You know what? Everybody should know. That's the biggest topic of conversation everywhere today.
Yeah.
You need to not consume media if you're trying to.
And
because
we,
after something gets spoiled, you're going to be so mad, and it's really, honestly, your fault.
Right.
You need. You got to know better. You got to know better.
Some people are so sensitive about spoilers, too.
I know.
Not just the item that got spoiled, but even the tone of voice you talk about something in.
Right.
Like, they don't even want to know that you liked the next season of Ozark, or they, you know, they don't want to get, they just want to go into it so fresh and clean, and that is just so impossible now. You've seen people's impressions of it, even if you haven't heard any actual plot spoilers.
Even when you hear these guys froth about how much they loved it, you're going to feel like, oh, you're giving it away.
Right.
Just
no.
Don't.
You know what you can handle.
We don't want you to be mad at us.
No,
that's what we're trying
we
to say.
We don't want you to be mad. We certainly want you to listen all the time, but we certainly don't want you to be mad.
408 says, Hooman can run around for the weekend but can't show up to work? Priorities, I guess. Love you. Mwah.
I run around. I crawl around for the weekend, and then I'm here.
On Saturday night, we did this thing for the Mosley's grand opening thing in Corte Madera. Shame. So I told you guys earlier about how Hooman had to crawl up under the bar and then carefully crawl back down. So there's this little Marin Magazine did a piece on the opening of it, and there's kind of an amateur video that's showing Johnny Mosley up on the bar and when they get to bringing Hooman up, because it took 5 minutes for Hooman to clamber his way up carefully, they just cut that whole thing out. And then as Hooman's getting down, like, Johnny's holding him from above and people are reaching up for, like, he gets sort of handed off the bar. It's so funny. But yeah, everyone's trying to be very delicate with you.
Thank you.
What's coming up in the trash, Sarah?
Well, Vinny, I'm going to start with herpes, and we'll just see where it goes from there.
Wow.
Yes.
Sarah and Vinny.
Calling all pop culture enthusiasts.
Are you obsessed with all things celebrity?
Do you live for the drama, the laughs, and the unexpected moments that unfold on social media?
Then you're going to want to tune in to the Comments by Celebs podcast.
Join us 3 times a week as we deep dive into every aspect of pop culture. Whether it's dissecting the latest trends or just chatting about your favorite celebs, Comments by Celebs has you covered. We have new episodes out every week. Follow and listen to Comments by Celebs on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.